At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, The Game, streaming on the Game Nashville app. Chase McKay, Big Joe Dubin, Nick Frazier, Dr. Crane with us on the ones and twos. Hope you're having a fantastic start to your Tuesday. JoJo, what's up?
Hey, I'm good, man. It's crazy. I get here every morning, and it's crazy, again, how 9 o'clock comes around the same time every day. Isn't that just odd?
It does.
Yeah.
But it's what I look forward to.
Yeah. So I was out in the car out to listen to the Robbie and Rex Road.
Great show.
And it's they do a great job. And not because we like him and they're before us, but it really is a good show.
I mean,
show.
We don't like him. They just do a great job.
Joe tried to push me down the steps about 5 minutes ago.
Jerk.
Yeah, he's like, I didn't see you. I'm like, how did you not see me? I was wearing camouflage, so I get it. But
I'm just kidding. We do like them.
But so I mean, I get like at 8:30. So I sit in the park and I listen to the show. And then next thing I look up, it's like 8:57. So I come sprinting in here and I'm out of breath, which is not uncommon for me.
I mean, that happens to both of us just walking up the steps at this point. So
you work the on and off button. Turn it on. Better than anybody I've ever seen. Why? Why don't you just leave it on?
Oh, I hate that. I can't stand doing that. Because, like, I'll breathe and then I'll go back and I'll
listen. Well, I'm glad you're breathing.
And you'll hear me breathe. No, I'm worried that I'll say something, you know, like if I see something on Twitter, I'll go like, holy.
That's fine.
You know.
That's organic reaction. I like it.
I've always done it.
But I wonder what you were doing. I thought you were like a nervous tick when I first started it. And I'm like, oh, he's off and on.
It's a reflex.
I've got to sit closer to you today because I broke the microphone yesterday. So I'm like. We're like on a Southwest flight. I'm basically in your lap, and that's really weird.
Two fat guys sitting next to each other.
It's just odd. I want the middle seat, man. All right, so I was just curious because I never turned mine off. Never.
I do.
Okay.
I
just, well, you're smarter than I am.
I don't know why. I don't know how I learned that. I don't know what, but I just, yeah, it's a reflex.
Okay.
When I'm not talking, I turn the mic off.
Okay, good. All right. So. I mean, you work it like Elton John on the piano, man. You're just back and forth over there. Okay, I got it now. I feel better.
Yeah, that's it. People are like, what does this even mean?
All right, up next, Caroline D. Mason Willie. Y'all have a good day. We're out of here.
We're out of here. We'll see you. Had a good 3-minute show today. That's always good. So Mike Vrabel is going to speak today, and I was listening to Robbie and Joe talk about it. There's two things that I think anybody cares about coming up.
Okay.
Who's starting at quarterback, and can you speak on these rumors of you to New England?
Oh, he's going to have a meltdown when that's asked.
I mean, somebody's got to bring it up.
Sure, they. Well, they. I mean, that would be
like I was. I was listening to Joe say like, "Well, what's the best way to ask the question?" I'm like,
"Just ask
the question."
Right.
I mean, like you have to. Somebody's got to ask the question. And I think we, you know, I have my candidates of who's probably going to bring it up, and they should. But it's like. It's out there. And there is one person on the face of this earth that can shut that down right now. And his name is Mike Vrabel.
Right. But does he want to, though?
Well, I don't know. I mean, and Joe made a good – when we were talking about it off the air, Joe made a good point. Like, if Amy wants to trade him, Amy can trade him. That's true. So, really, I guess she could shut it down and come out and, you know, do one of her rare press conferences and go
– I don't want to hear from her. I don't. Not right now.
Yeah,
the season.
I would rather him get up there and be like, guys, look, I know there's a lot of rumors out there. I'm the head coach of the Tennessee Titans. I'm committed to the Tennessee Titans. You know, we got a football team that we're trying to build, and we're trying to get on the right path, and so that's what I'm focused on right now, which is total coach speak. It's not shutting the door on anything, but it's like that's all you're going to get out of him right now. And right. So then it closes it for now. And then it's like you get to the end of the season and then see what happens. But
yeah, I mean, what does he got? All right, role play here. You're Mike Vrabel and I'm Joe Rexrode.
Okay.
Hey, Mike, how you doing today?
What's up, Joe?
Good. Man, have a good weekend.
What you got, Joe?
Oh, just seeing how you're doing. Listen, these rumors, Patriots and Bob Kraft, I mean, what do you think about that?
Look, I'm the head coach of the Tennessee Titans, and, you know, that's what I'm focused on right now. We got a big game against Tampa Bay, and so we're focused on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers right now.
After the season, would you entertain the thought of maybe going back to New England?
You know, I am the head coach of the Tennessee Titans right now, and we have a big game against Tampa Bay. We got to turn things around. We got a team that
okay, I didn't
is
ask
hungry,
that.
And so we're focused on we're focused on Tampa Bay.
Okay, that's it.
If you got a question about Tampa Bay, I'll be happy to answer it. But right now, we're focused on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Okay, you play Tampa Bay this weekend.
That's right.
All right, when you're down there, were you watching any New England games? Because you might be the next head coach.
I'm the head coach of the Tennessee Titans.
Okay,
we're focused on Tampa Bay.
Thank you so much. That's how simple it's done.
And then the next one is Mike, who's your starting quarterback?
Got to be.
But
I really think if he starts Ryan Tannehill.
No, I think Joe nailed it. I know how he's going to answer that question. Well, we'll see where Ryan's at today.
Perfect. I like that answer.
We'll see where Ryan's at today.
Keep Tampa Bay guessing.
But that doesn't do anything. All these coaches, whether it's college or pro, they think that they're smarter than everybody else and that all the other opponents are the dumbest people on the face of the earth. And it's like, oh, geez, huh, I wonder who he's going to start at quarterback. Man, I don't know what to do. Like, it doesn't work. Just say it already. If it's Levis, it's Levis. If you're going to be dumb and go with Tannehill, then say you're going to start Tannehill. Like, I hate this whole, like, stupid just – like, you can't figure it out. I'm not going to tell you.
Right. Maybe that's our question at 615-737-1025. Your reaction if Ryan Tannehill starts on Sunday, if Vrabel puts him back in there.
Oh, this fan base will flip.
I think it's 99% people would be upset. I really do. Because what Levis has done, more chatter, more talk about how the way he's played these last two games has been fantastic for this franchise. You look for, well, you know, and the whole thing is, we're talking about Ryan Tannehill. Nothing was ever like, well, if you put a line around him, receivers, he could do this and do that. Now with Levis, you're like, hey, if we get a line around him, a few receivers, you know, some good play call. I mean, the excitement level rises when you're talking to a Titans fan. We're talking to Titans about Ryan Tannehill. It's like, yeah, I guess we'll see what happens and all that. So I know you want to win football games, and I think Will Levis gives you the best start right now, the best chance to win a football game.
All right, so this whole thing and my little rant there has now produced a question.
Okay.
Okay, because a lot of times when we have questions, they don't lead to answers. They lead to more questions is typically what happens. So my thing is I get irritated not just with Mike Vrabel. I mean, Saban, like they all do it. When you ask a pretty straightforward question like, hey, who is your starting quarterback this week? And they don't want to answer it because they think it's some sort of competitive advantage. Right. What would happen if they did actually answer the question? Like, would then we complain and be like, oh, okay, well, that's boring.
That's a good point. I mean, if he came out and said, all right, we're starting Will Levis,
like,
next question.
If he stands up there today and goes, hey, I know everybody's got two questions on their mind. Look, I know there's some rumors. I have a lot of respect for Robert Kraft and the Patriots, but I can't really comment on that. I'm the head coach of the Tennessee Titans, and this is where I want to be. I want to see this through right now. Again, I know you have questions, but I'm probably not going to be able to answer those because it's really out of my hands. If Amy wants to trade me, then that's up to her, but I'm the head coach of the Tennessee Titans. And as for the starting quarterback, Will's done a really good job, but I'm a old school player and I don't believe you lose your job due to injury. So Ryan Tannehill is going to be our quarterback. And then we'd go up in arms about that. But I mean,
right. Well, he's going to give you the standard reply, which you just gave. It's going to be,
we'll see
where Ryan's at. And we'll go from there. And I just think if they don't start Levis, if Levis had played so bad against the Falcons and then doubled down and played awful against the Steelers, I get it. but he played so well against the Falcons, had command of the offense, and the players talked about rallying behind him, his command, and the same thing during Pittsburgh. We drove that team down the field in the fourth quarter with almost zero help. I mean, the referees threw a couple flags. I get all that. And gave them a chance, went into the game. You don't turn back now. You don't. Yeah.
No, you don't. And I know that, like, a lot of people probably think he's going to go back to Tannehill. I actually don't. I
don't know anybody would.
I actually think – yeah, no, I'm not saying that people want him to. I'm saying people think he will because they think he's loyal to a fault. I think he will go with Will Levis. And, like, there was this video – I meant to bring this up last week. There was this video after they beat Atlanta of Levis coming back through the tunnel and Vrabel, like, barely said anything to him, and everybody was reading too much into that. Right. Like, that's not how you treat your quarterback. And I'm like, guys, it's after the game. Like, I don't read anything into that. So I don't think he's going to name him today. I don't even know if he'll name him on Friday unless he says Tannehill's out again due to injury. And that's the other thing. He can buy himself time because he can – I mean, Tannehill can still be hurt, whether he is or he isn't. But he can still be hurt.
Yeah. But I think this is a must-win – not a must-win. I think this is a game they can win. I know it's on the road.
It's a winnable game. I do think they're entering must-win territory if they want to sniff the postseason.
Yeah, so they got Tampa. Then you go to at Jacksonville next week. Oof. Jacksonville's got a bye this week, right? So they've got some time to rest up. So get him another start on the road. You can beat Tampa Bay. Get that confidence. Head to Jacksonville next week with a quarterback who's had 1, 2, 3 starts under his belt, 2 on the road, and go for it. You know what? Ryan's going to get you. I mean, let Will run this team. I don't know what the question is. I don't know what the kind of holdup is for all this. Just let him go and run this football team and get a win on Sunday and then come back and prepare for Jacksonville.
By the way, texter 6455 on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com.
Yeah.
615-737-1025. Titans media are gutless if they don't ask Vrabel about the New England rumors.
I agree.
I mean, yeah.
I totally agree.
And I think it's going to come up. Like, I'm not concerned about it. Like, I know somebody's going to ask about it.
Yeah,
like,
you have should to. Be. Yeah.
It's one of the biggest stories in football right
now. Yeah, those two, and that'd be done. And then, Vrabel's press conference can be over.
Belichick was asked if he was coaching for his job.
Oh, what'd he say? We're on to whoever?
I actually don't. I just saw that he was asked that. But I don't have. I haven't actually heard the answer.
He should be asked about that. Yeah, I get it. 2-7, and I don't, I think it was Robbie or Rex were talking about how it's, this whole is tainting his legacy, Belichick going, I don't believe that. He's won the Super Bowls. Now, you could argue that he's not a good coach with Brady, without Brady. I understand all that.
I don't believe in.
But what's his narrative? When he's done, what's his legacy? Because I tell you what, a lot of people are going to say he's a cheater. A lot of people.
Well, I mean.
And he did.
He got busted for it. Like, a cheater and won 7 Super Bowls.
Yep.
So, seven. Was it 7?
6.
6.
6. Brady won 7 out of Tampa. Yeah. But he went to 8. Giants. Right. And the Eagles, 9. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So, I mean, look, he's a Hall of Fame coach. Now, that legacy, I don't consider it tainted. It just, he got busted for cheating a few times.
He did.
615-737-1025. We will take your calls and your texts. Also, Nashville SC with a big one tonight. Mike Jacobs, their general manager, going to join us at the bottom of the hour. We'll talk a little soccer with him. That is all ahead here on the chase. Also, I'm done with at 9:45.
Yes!
We got I'm done with a pair of Need to Breathe tickets on the line for that. So look forward to that at the end of the hour. Chasing Big Joe, 1025, 1063, the game.
And Reverend Brown. 3 years for the Reverend. This man's been my Reverend since I was a little boy, and I love him dearly. You're a very special man. Reverend Brown. Reverend Brown. It feels so lovely to be here tonight. What a beautiful Lord. Give yourselves a round of applause. You're so lovely. Everyone's so lovely. And while you're in the clapping mood, I'd like to give a big round of applause to my band, Sexual Chocolate.
Coming to America. It's One Hit Wonder Day on the show. Yeah, it's Randy Watson.
Okay.
Yeah, this is the...
Don't you agree?
I heard the song on the way in this morning, Whitney Houston. I was like,
I believe the children are our future. Thank you. Teach them well and let them lead the way.
I'm sorry. You just...
Show them all the beauty they possess inside.
This is what I get for letting Joe pick the music.
One hit wonder, give Randy Watson. Good job, Dr. Crane.
Oh, very good.
It makes you laugh.
Chase something.
There you go.
Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3.
Good job, game. Dr. Crane.
Get to the content.
Never.
Okay, so our question of the day has been spurred by a question or a comment on our text line, and this is fantastic. I don't know who you are, so you're 1936, but
okay,
send me your name. $20, I'll ask him, Mike Vrabel, anything and everything, LOL. And so that spurs the question of, if you got a Titans media pass for a day and you could ask one question to Mike Vrabel, what would it be?
That's it.
What would be the one question you would ask Titans head coach Mike Vrabel? This should be good. I think this should be very good.
I'm putting it out right now. Yeah, so let us know, because you guys are always fantastic with your answers, and you're very creative out there. So the one question you would ask Mike, you only get one question, because after that, Mike Keith will come punch you in the stomach if you try to ask a second question. That he's deadly with that punch, man. And he'll roundhouse you like Chuck Norris. So that's what you get. You get one question to ask Mike Vrabel today. What would you ask him? I mean, and that's a great kind of thing. That'd be fun. I mean, it would be – I can't wait to see the replies of people, what you would ask Mike. And that's it. One question, Mike Vrabel, nobody else, and go for that. You know, the New England question, yes. Ohio State, yes. Are you in love with Tom Brady? Yes. Other things like that. What happened when you got treated?
I mean, who isn't? But, you know.
You know, he talked about, Vrabel does, when he got treated to Kansas City, that it was a bad time for him. Because you go from the Patriot way.
Yeah, he was pissed at Belichick.
They didn't talk. I mean, according to him, they didn't talk for quite a while after that. Because one day you're in New England winning. Next thing you know, you're like, why am I in Kansas City? And this is 2009 season. And you get traded with Matt Castle to the Chiefs. And your place, you know, Mike Vrabel's final game with the Chiefs regular season was against the Tennessee Titans. And I remember Kenny Britt had a big game that day. Eric Berry laid out like half the Titans team on the offense. So it was, I think it was Christmas Day or the day after Christmas of 2010. So I got a memory like Charlie Babbitt.
You do. That's good. So 615-737-1025. What would you ask Mike Vrabel? A couple other texts to get to real quick. Wes in Clarksville says, only way Tannehill should start is if Levis is hurt. Agreed. You and I are on the same page. Will Levis should be the starting quarterback for the Titans.
Yes,
yeah,
absolutely.
I mean, we've done. Ron says, we lose this weekend. I'm going to say it's a hush-hush rebuild. Vrabel won't say it, but it's going down. I kind of feel like it might already be there, whether they want it to be or not.
Right.
Donovan, would love to see the Titans restructure Tannehill's contract for 24. He's going to be a free agent, so they wouldn't have to do that. He would be the best backup in the NFL, or he could help coach the younger Wildebeest. I think that if Arthur Smith keeps his job in Atlanta, which is a big if at this point, Ryan Tannehill will go to Atlanta.
Yeah, I see that. Yeah.
I think that's
– can I read Steven's question? Steven, is this the one question you would ask Mike Vrabel? Steven says, I would ask Mike Vrabel if he's ever watched a video of himself on the sidelines this season. His body language is terrible. Of all the questions, to each his own, that's the one question.
You could ask your question. I mean, whatever.
If you try a follow-up, I'm telling you, Mike Keith's going to – what's that, RKO?
And Jim Wyatt's going to come in and
– yeah, I mean, you're done. You're done. RKO by Wyatt and then a clothesline. You're done. It's not going to happen. You get one question. Oh, you guys are great. These are starting to roll in now. Good.
Mike Vrabel needs to be asked directly if anyone associated with the Patriots has discussed with him about being the Patriots coach.
Ooh.
I mean, I think that will probably come up.
I don't think you could do that, right?
Well, it's tampering, but I mean, you can still – somebody can ask the question.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Matt and Gallatin, I would ask Vrabel – Marlboro Reds or Marlboro Lights? Okay,
that's only who asked that. Who asked that one?
Matt
in Gallatin. Was that where Matt was from?
Yeah,
Matt
Gallatin.
Only a question a man from Gallatin would ask. Love it,
Brian. This is a good one. Why are you loyal to coaches and players that suck at their job? Any other job, they'd get fired. That's
all right. So Todd Downing, who else? I know Jared hates Aukerman, the special teams
Aukerman,
coach.
Aukerman. I mean, those are probably the big ones. And also he's brought in, like, He has connections to Charles London and like some of the other guys that he brought in, Tim Kelly, you know, that he brought in. Like, he brings in people that he knows. So that's a good one. Josh from Columbia. Titans, Ohio State, Patriots. Blank,
no.
Mary, kill.
Oh, my Lord. Oh, Josh, that's fantastic. Could you imagine him being asked that? Oh, my Lord.
Oh, my God.
We got it.
Awesome.
Josh needs to get something. Maybe an autographed picture of Dr. Crane. Something. Wow.
I do offer those, Jim.
Okay. Well, send one to Josh.
You got it.
Because that's fantastic.
Can I answer this?
Yeah.
How I would answer it?
Yeah.
Oh, Treadies. Blank the Patriots, marry the Titans, and kill Ohio State.
All right. I think that's a consensus. That's good, Josh. Yeah. Fantastic.
That's awesome, my Lord. Josh. 8250. Question for Mikey V. Do you see yourself eating hot chicken and mayonnaise coffee or clam chowder and Dunkin' before games next season?
Yes! That's a good giveaway right there.
That's good.
And he's like, I love Dunkin'. Well, you know, he's gone. That's subliminal. He's gone.
Okay, Mark, I got to get back to you. You wrote a book. I can't like censor and read and all this. Not going to ask that one.
Oh, come on.
What, Alex?
I'm not reading. I'm letting you read them.
Hey, Mike. Nick. Hey, Mike. Should LA Knight have won the title at Crown Jewel? A little wrestling reference. Nice. Like that.
Oh, you got to ask Alex one.
Well, you read it then.
Okay. Alex from Nashville says he'd ask Vrabel, how does he feel about Kraft soliciting prostitutes?
The old,
That's terrible, yep. Alex, and we love it.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness. If you don't know the story, go Google and look it up.
It's there. Don't worry.
It's all there.
Man, just wanted Woo. To. Yep.
Shoot that thing.
CT in Nashville. Looking back, would you have made the same picks? If not, who would have been your picks? Like okay. Draft picks?
Maybe. I don't know.
Ben, I would ask Vrabel, what is his biggest regret since he's been our coach?
That's a good one.
Yeah, I like that. Mike in Nashville. Does Vrabel have to answer the question honestly? Well, I mean, we would like him to.
Yeah.
Here we go. Did you and John Robinson come to blows over the AJ decision?
I would love to know. We'll probably never know.
We will never know.
His body language the night of the draft and that was announced. It's like you're at Christmas and you expect a big Tonka truck, and then your mom gives you a honey-baked oven or whatever it is, and you're so upset that you wanted this truck, and you did not get it. That's his reaction was that night.
Rashad from Smyrna, what was your first thought when J-Rob brought up the brilliant idea of the AJ trade? Newsflash. He didn't bring it up. He was told to bring it up. Come on, people.
Oh, my goodness.
These are good. Keep these coming. We'll keep going back to these throughout the show. 615-7. Chip from Murfreesboro. What does Tom Brady smell like? Oh, these are fantastic.
What does Tom Brady smell like?
615-737-1025. Coming up next, we'll talk to Mike Jacobs, general manager, Nashville SC. Obviously, their postseason is here. Get his thoughts on that and much more with his club. Do that next. Chasing Big Joe, 1025, 1063 The Game. Chasing Big Joe, 1025, 1063 The Game. One hit wonders. This is what, 90s?
93.
Yeah, it was, I'd say, early 90s.
Right Said Fred, they never came back. And that was But this song kicks, man.
It's a great song. It's still in, like, movies.
Remember you at Spinnaker's in Panama City taking your shirt off to this song?
Club La Vila.
That was later. That's a different song, but you were going crazy.
Yeah. Love Spinnaker's, what a spot.
It was a spot, yeah.
There was one. Mike Jacobs going to join us in just a few minutes from Nashville, SC. So there was a time that my grandfather wanted to do, like, a family trip, get my mom and me, my uncle and his son and my grandparents, and all go down to Panama City. And so he finds this, he gets this deal on a penthouse condo right on the beach.
Okay.
But what he didn't realize was Spinnaker's and Club La Vila were right next door. So I'm like 18 at the, I actually was 17, so I couldn't get in, but I'm like wanted to so bad. Okay. And like was hearing all the music and stuff, but like they couldn't sleep because the music was so loud.
Did you get in?
No.
Your life is much better that you do not get into Spinnaker or especially Club La Vila.
I know. Trust me.
Yeah, no. Trust me. I went to 8 spring breaks. It took 16 years off my life. You're good.
You're an expert on that. Let's say hello to Mike Jacobs. He is the general manager of Nashville SC, as they got a big match tonight as the MLS Cup playoffs are ongoing at Geodis Park. They'll play Orlando. Mike, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. Doing well, thanks.
Thanks so much for being with us. And I know, what do you think about the being able to kind of play a series against Orlando? It kind of gives you a little bit more of an idea on your opponent, even though you played them in the regular season.
Yeah, in our sport, I think it's unique to play series like this. But obviously, in a lot of American sports, you're used to playing best of three, best of five, best of seven. So it probably adds a different level of intrigue. And, you know, from a scouting standpoint, you know, I think since 2020 when we entered MLS, that there's no team we played more than Orlando. So my guess is there's not a lot of secrets between the two teams. You know, we all know an awful lot about each other. And, you know, I think that does, it puts some expectations on each group that as you go from one game to the next, maybe change things up a little bit and look a little different to catch the other team off guard.
You all have had a lot of success since entering MLS. You've made the playoffs every year. You're there once again. And I feel like the excitement, you know, surrounding that is just as much now as it was the first time. How special is that?
Yeah, it's really cool. It's validating and affirming. And, you know, a lot of that has to do with this you know, fever pitch we have with our fan base. It's an amazing love affair that the city and the fans have had with our players and team. And, you know, for that to happen in only our fourth season is really cool.
You know, Mike, big home game tonight, playoff game tonight. The fans have rallied around this team, this franchise so well. What do you need from them tonight? I mean, I know it's the weather's great, it feels good, but that the fans for Nashville SC take this team to a different level. And you feel it every time you go to a game there.
You know, 2 years ago, we were one of the only teams to go a full season undefeated at home. You know, when you saw what happened in League's Cup, you know, not only do we have a lot of success in playing at Geodis, but, you know, one of my favorite moments from that event was, you know, when Miami had played, you know, and the Messi Carnival had come to town in other cities, you know, really the other venues were transformed into an Inter-Miami home game. And, you know, what was so awesome about our fans was they almost held him and their team in contempt. And one of my favorite moments from that day was when he first came out of the tunnel, you know, being showered with booze when he came out. And I think making it really clear, you know, that this city is in gold and blue. And, you know, it's important, I think, for anyone to understand when they come, they're walking in the lion's den. And, you know, the fact that we can have such a home field advantage, you know, you hear about, you know, cliches like a 12th man and stuff like that. But, you know, clearly this team responds positively playing at home. And I'm so excited to be able to give these fans a chance to be behind these guys for a home playoff game.
Mike, as a GM, I'd love to follow you or watch you during a game, especially a game like tonight. Do you sit? Do you stand? Do you pace? how do you do this as a GM? Because it's a huge game tonight. What's your kind of a normal thing that you do during a game?
Yeah, you would not like to follow me for a game. I mean, one, I would say you'd probably be underwhelmed. You know, I don't do an awful lot. You know, the hardest thing, you know, I'd coached for a long time, and, you know, the hardest thing when you go from coaching what I'm doing now is, you know, it's not like football where you know, someone's got a headset and then they're calling down plays to the coach or coaches. You know, for me, you know, what I would say is I always use an analogy. It's almost like being on a roller coaster because when I get there, you know, I can't do anything to affect the outcome of the game. So really kind of, it's almost like a roller coaster. It's like strapping in as you get turned upside down and round and round. You just hope when it all ends, you know, your hat hasn't fallen off and you haven't puked.
You signed Hani and Walker through 2025. Has Hani exceeded your expectations? I mean, because he's such a fantastic player. Did you think this would happen, his success in Nashville?
I mean, look, you know, Hani was the most valuable player of the league last year and the Golden Boot winner as a leading scorer. You know, I think we all thought he had the opportunity to impact our team, but, you know, for sure there was no way to know that he would have this significant a following, you know, of support during the course of his time here in the league. And, you know, over his career, you know, he's reached levels that only a few guys have had. And, you know, where obviously he's had some challenges as of late, you know, the reality is, you know, he's a player who can turn a game over by himself, and, you know, really excited about the ability that him and the other guys have to be able to potentially win a game like this.
Mike Jacobs is with us from Nashville SC. And the other thing that impresses me about him is, you know, look, if you don't have to be a genius to know who you got to watch out for when you play your guys. And yet, even though that can be the game plan to shut 10 down, he still finds a way to put the ball in the back of the net.
Look, Perhani, you know, his ability to impact games by creating for himself and others is so important. And, you know, certainly opposition's key on him. And, you know, you saw it in League's Cup with the addition of Sam Surridge and his ability to come on and bang goals on almost immediately when it first started. You saw the variation and diversity of the guys we have in attack. When things are going well for us, we're a three- or four-headed monster, not just one guy. And I think if things go well for us tonight, you know, we'll have several guys who can not only take pressure off Hani, but can create and finish scoring chances themselves.
You and Gary Smith have been building this thing from the very beginning. So how important is it as you go into you've already started the postseason, but going into games like this one tonight to have somebody like Gary that has the experience of going through these battles?
Whether it's Gary and the rest of our coaching staff, whether it's the senior leadership on our team, the fact that this group, that, you know, this nucleus has been together as this core as long as anyone in the league the last 4 years. And, you know, that's allowed us to have, they've been through the trials and tribulations of losing tough road games in the playoffs. They've been through some wars we've had at home. And I think because of that, you know, battle tested, there's probably not much that Gary and co haven't seen so far. And I think because of that, probably gives us an advantage in games like this of kind of understanding what it takes to be successful in, you know, in our sport, what they call cup matches, from the standpoint you have to have a winner.
And Mike, I mean, this has nothing to do with really soccer so much, but the weather today, the weather tonight, I mean, this is going to be the perfect environment over at Geodis for a soccer game.
Weather is a huge factor in our sport. You know, the reality is that, you know, unlike other sports, you know, we play it under all conditions. So you can play in snow, you can play in driving rainstorm. But, I mean, having conditions like we have tonight is ideal for the game he played. And, you know, whether it's making it easier for fans to settle in to watch the game or for our players to be comfortable, I mean, it's probably an ideal setting for a match.
Well, Mike, looking forward to it tonight. Best of luck, and thanks so much for doing this. Good to talk to you.
Thanks, guys. Let's go Boys in Gold.
Absolutely. He is Mike Jacobs, the general manager of Nashville SC, the Boys in Gold, in action tonight against Orlando at Geodis Park. They will get it going at 8 o'clock. That's when kickoff will be at Geodis. And there's still some tickets available, so you can go to Ticketmaster.com and get those. Geodis, an awesome place to go and watch an event, watch a game.
Yeah, hard to believe it's the first playoff game. I mean, it's hard to believe. And so I hope you know, I love things that promote our city organically. You know, the Titans did it, the Predators do it, and the way Nashville SC has come in and done it and just built it is fantastic. So, man, I'd love for them to make a nice run to a champ. I think we all would, to a championship.
Sure. I mean, what's fun now, and I don't know how much it's, you know, discussed necessarily, but there's almost like a competition, you know, within our city amongst the Titans, the Predators, and Nashville SC, who's going to be the first, you know, to win a major championship. You know, you've obviously had the Predators win the Western Conference. The Titans have won the AFC. They've, you know, Super Bowl and a Stanley Cup final. But, I mean, I think that's kind of fun, you know, to think
about. It's healthy.
And that shows you where this city has come in the last 25 years.
It has. By the way, on the stream, I look like a longshoreman.
I was going to say something else. I was going to say Santa Claus, but
no, my beard.
By the way, I've been meaning to ask you: Would you be willing to be Santa Claus or an elf at our Christmas party?
Please.
I would love to. Yeah.
Okay.
A Santa Claus is better.
I think
because you get cheap Santa Claus costumes off of Amazon.
You're Santa Claus in a music video for a mutual friend of ours.
You can say Tim Duggar.
Tim Duggar, and it's the funniest thing ever.
They told me to improvise. So I improvised, and so Santa got really drunk in this video. And Santa had a great time, and Santa ended up on the floor.
It was fantastic.
Yeah,
Tim Duggar, our buddy, Christmas and Dixie, covered the Alabama song.
Yeah.
Go look it up on YouTube. It's fantastic.
Yeah, so I've got to get out of here at 10:30. We got a shrimp boat coming in at Percy Priest. So I've got to get out and load the shrimp for
Red Bull. I don't want any shrimp out of Percy Priest.
Have you tried the sushi out of Percy Priest? It's fantastic.
Yeah, I tried it and was in the bathroom for a while. 615-737-1025. It is time for I'm Done. What are you done with? What are you just mad about? Need to vent? That's what we're giving you the opportunity to do. We got a pair of tickets to see Need to Breathe with special guests Judah and the Lion at Bridgestone Arena on Wednesday, November 15th. That's a week from tomorrow.
Really? Okay. I'm gonna call in. Those are hot tickets, man.
Do you want tickets?
No.
Okay.
No, I would. I got to work. But no, those are good.
All right. Yeah. So what are you done with? 615-737-1025. You can call or text. Do that next. Chase and Big Joe, 1025, 1063, The Game. Chase and Big Joe, 1025, 1063, The Game. What are you done with? 615-737-1025. A pair of tickets to see Need to Breathe with special guests Judah and the Lion at Bridgestone Arena on Wednesday, November 15th. That is what is on the line. You can call or text 615-737-1025. And be sure to tune in to 94.9 The Fan tonight as Vanderbilt men's basketball tips off their season at Memorial Gym. They'll take on Presbyterian. Tip-off is at 7 with the pregame beginning at 6:30. Coverage also available on the 94.9 The Fan app and 94.9thefan.com. So looking forward to that. Our buddy Kevin Ingram on the call. JoJo, you want to go first?
Yeah, okay, so segment I'm done. What are you done with? I am done with people telling me what TV shows I have to watch.
Ooh,
and then saying, like, I haven't seen a single episode of Yellowstone. And there's a friend of mine, what do you mean you have? How have you not watched? How dare you? I'm like, I haven't watched it. Now I'm not going to watch it because you're forcing it on me. I'm like, dude, so I'm done with all of y'all who are telling me that I'm crazy for not watching a show and you have to watch it. I mean, I get like, hey, man, you should watch the show. It's pretty good. I think you'd like it. Instead of, what do you mean you're not watching?
How dare you?
I'm done with that. So stop telling me what shows to watch in that tone. All right.
So I like, a lot of those shows I don't watch until they're off the air because of that very point. Because I just, like, don't tell me what to do.
Right. Okay. I totally agree with that.
Know? Like, I honestly, like, I love Friends. I didn't get into Friends until towards the end because everybody was into Friends.
Yeah.
So it's just like.
I'd be a nonconformist. I like that.
Yeah.
So I'm done with that. What are you done with?
All right. Here is what I'm done with.
Uh-oh.
And this is one of the categories of, like, hey, I get it. You got a job to do, but you are the most annoying person on the face of the earth. Every freaking time I go to Target and I get towards the electronics section, hey, who do you have as your cell phone provider?
Oh.
Do you want to switch? I'm like, no, I'm good. Like, I even say, like, hey, no, man, I'm good. Oh, well, but, you know, and they keep going on. And I'm like, dude, I just want to go look at video games. Leave me alone. Like, I get it. That's your job.
Right.
It's a crappy job because you piss a lot of people off and nobody likes you. But again, I understand that it's your job. So I've gotten to the point now where, you know, they have their rehearsed routine that they go through. I have my rehearsed routine.
Oh, let's
where
hear
I just lie and I go, yeah, hey, I already got you. Love you. Fist bump and keep walking.
Nice job. Yeah.
But even then, sometimes
they
they're
still
like,
come at you?
They're like, yeah, but do you have this? And I'm like, I don't want your crap. Leave me alone.
What Target is this? West Nashville?
It's all of them. Yeah. Okay. I mean, but like the West Nashville is the one I go to a lot.
They don't do this in Donaldson because they know we don't have any money. That's why. All you rich folks.
They know you'll throw a right hook.
All you rich folks out in West Nashville and off Whitebridge Road, y'all got money. Us in Donaldson, we're day by day, man.
Here's the funny thing is like I think they've picked up on me because I will see them and I'll dart down an aisle and I'll try and like sneak around the back way. Last night I was doing that and he came back where I was and I was like, leave me alone.
So,
I don't want your stuff.
So are they worse than the kiosk workers at Opry Mills?
Ooh.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah.
Because my thing now, I'm such a smart ass to him. Like, hey, because they'll like, hey, have you tried this massage? I'm like, no, tell me all about it. And he just get it like, are you kidding me? This is what this does. And then he just walk off. And they're like, this guy is psychotic. We don't want to talk to him again. And that's what it is.
I just like, and again, if you're listening right now and this is your job, then prayers to you.
Yep.
Because like, I don't know why you would sign up for that. Because you're just, you're being an annoying you know what?
Right, you are.
I'm just walking around Target. I got my coffee creamer and like a couple of other things, and it's like I just want to go browse in the electronics section.
You're done with these people.
I'm like, just stop. Like, can we? I even said under my breath last night. I should have said it out loud. Can we just put a picture of me up that says this guy does not want our service? Stop asking him.
Can I pick the picture? I'd love to.
Yes, like, fine. Just, but it annoys the ever-loving you-know-what out of me.
At Hogan Knows on Twitter says, I am actually done with Coach Varble and Clark Lee.
Okay.
So, Mike Varble, you're done.
No, it's Mark. Mark Varble.
Mark Varble, you're done. And Clark Lee. Okay, so there you go.
My dad would call him Gravel.
What, he?
Yeah.
Gravel.
He used to make me laugh. Like, hey, Gravel.
Oh, man. It's funny. When you butcher a last name, it's really funny. For me, my favorite time was during the floods of 2010. I did a live report for CNN. And they called
you.
And they call me Joel Dooley. Swear to God. Joel Dooley. Let's go to Joel Dooley. And if I had the video and I start laughing, and I'm like, and so I did the report and I said, reporting in Nashville, Joe Dubin, back to you. And she's like, Joel, one more question. I was like, this is fantastic. Joel Dooley. So that was my name for a while. When you butcher last name. I'm sure we got some that rolled in.
Yeah. Joseph D says, I'm done. Is that you? I'm done with insane ticket resale fees.
Yeah. But what are we going to do? What's the solution there?
I don't know.
There's no solution.
Promo codes. I don't know.
Something. Yep. I mean, yeah, it's annoying. Let's see. 0247. I'm done with Treylon Burks. Appears to be soft to me. There you go. That's a pretty good one.
It's a really good one, yeah. How is he doing, by the way, after he got his...
Maybe Mike Vrabel will choose to tell us today. I don't know.
Okay.
Or Varble.
Oh, Mark Varble.
Varble.
Get out of here, Mark Varble.
615-737-1025. What are you done with? Let's hear from you. Want to hear more. But, yeah, what was funny, as soon as it happened last night, I was like, I almost texted you, and then I said, no, I'm going to save it for the show because I knew we had this today of, like, I have to bring this up because it's like it's become a thing. And, like, for a while, it was funny.
Right.
It was a game to me of, like, okay, let's see if I can avoid this, so I don't make eye contact. But then it's like they're like hawks.
Once you make eye contact, you're done. It's like you're a homeless guy.
Yeah.
You're done.
Yeah.
You're done. 5087 says, and I like this one, I'm done with unsolicited credit card offers every time I fly. I flew on American last year, and the flight attendant spent 30 minutes extolling the virtues of a credit card. And finally, I said, all right, I'll sign up, but I did. I said it was a credit card, so I signed up like an idiot. But, yeah, good one there, 5087.
8547. I used to work for a company that did direct marketing like that. I did residential door-to-door sales for them. It was the worst job I ever had. They prey on young people and tell them they can make $100K within a year. Shame on the owners, not the poor people who drank the Kool-Aid like I did.
Oh, what were you – I wonder what –
Yeah, I mean, I bet – That's a good point because it's a – I'm not going to say the company because they spend money sometimes. But it is a big company that probably, it's like, hey, you want to make a ton of money like doing sales like this? And like all you got to do is stand in a Target and annoy people.
Have you ever cold called door to door? 8547, text back what you were selling. I'm curious. You don't have to give the company. Just I'm curious what you were selling. You're a cold called?
No.
I did. I did, kind of. In the early 90s, I did driveway, pave your driveway sales, and it was brutal. But you'd hit one, and you'd make like 10 grand. Like, okay, this is good. But the sheer disappointment of the no would just devastated me.
Yeah. I'm not good at that. I would not be good at that. So.
Okay.
Dylan, I'm done with this coaching staff and the scouts. I believe in Levis. I don't believe in Burks. I don't believe in this coaching staff to get quality players in the draft nor in free agency. Mike Vrabel should be on the hot seat based off the line, on the offensive line alone. I also don't understand why Mike Vrabel seems to dislike Will Levis so much and put him under constant scrutiny. Probably wasn't his pick. I feel like maybe there's a personality clash or he doesn't see Will Levis as a guy. As a Vrabel guy.
That's a good one. I'd take that.
Yep. 8891. I'm done. Here we go. I'm done with Jared Stillman until he understands the concept of the word nuance. Okay. Mark, I'm done with the morons in front of me and checkout lines on their cell phones. Just call them back and pay and move on. Thank you, Mark. That is a good one. That annoys me too. It's like if you're texting or like, but I always, I'll put my phone down, I'll pay and I'll move.
Right. On. Yeah.
Yeah. But like there are people all the time that are on their phone, like talking, and it's like just taking their sweet little time.
Do you do Apple Pay?
I have.
Off your phone or something?
Yeah. That's, I mean, I can't, or I just use my.
Yeah. There was a lady last week, you know, I'm a degenerate buying lottery tickets and was trying to get cigarettes and kept, and her Apple Pay wouldn't work. And you know why? Because her phone was off. And it was like a minute, like, I'll never get this minute back in my life. But I understand that. Completely, yes.
2976, I'm done with football players saying that they're getting hit too hard and they're hurt, but no one wears knee pads or actually has full knee pads or thigh pads.
Good one.
That is a good one.
Yeah, I mean, I think, I don't know how this evolved in not wearing knee pads. And then
or thigh pads.
Or thigh pads, that too, yeah. I see more not knee pads than anything else. So that was just one of those things of like, what in the world's going on there? But yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
So Lisa says, agree about TV and cell phone providers at Walmart. Not having Bally and the Preds was a deal breaker for me with Dish.
Mm. Yeah, because they don't have it.
That's they don't have it. Yeah. Nope.
Dylan, I'm done with people moving to Nashville. I'm now paying $2,000 a month for a small 3-bed, 2-bath apartment in White House. Yeah.
I mean, it's welcome to the South. Welcome
it's not going to stop.
Middle Tennessee. No, not exactly. It's not.
It's not going anywhere. Good participation. We will award. I'm gonna vote. I'm gonna vote on the person that had to do what I'm complaining about.
Okay. Yeah.
Is the winner.
Right. You're the boss, man. You are okay. The suit. You make the call.
We will do that. And get back into the Titans and much more Predators in action tonight. Here on the Chase and Big Joe Show, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.